Then I believe that's our ring.
I don't, Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the night of the big demonstration has arrived, and everyone is at the schoolhouse to see Prince Ally Kush, the Hindu miracle man, mysteriously heal Lum's broken leg. What the people don't know is that Lum's leg isn't really broken, and what even Lum and Abner don't know is that the prince is as phony as Lum's fractured limb. As we look in on the little community now, it is night. We find Squire Skimp and the prince in a small anteroom back of the platform at the rear of the schoolroom. Listen.
Well, I was just out in the front of the house, Louie, and it's packed. Now, we better go ahead and get the demonstration started. I believe we've got all inside now that we can possibly get in.
I don't know whether I can go through with this or not, Squire.
What's the matter?
I don't know. I just got a bad hunch on the whole deal.
Oh, tut-tut, Louie, tut-tut. This is a thing.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, so I'll introduce you and then call for someone that wants to be healed to come up on the platform. Lum comes up, you say a little hocus-pocus over him. He's healed, walks down off the platform, and the whole thing is over.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm still worried about some of them other punks with broken bones leaping up on that platform. What do I do then?
Well, now, don't you worry about that. I had a little talk with Lum, and I told him that it was necessary for him to get up on the platform as soon as possible.
Yeah, but what if he don't, then what? You know, you don't get around very handy with them crutches. And if you don't get up there right away after you make that announcement, I'm lambing out of here, brother.
Yes, well, now, don't worry, don't worry. Lum's sitting right there on the front row. He won't have any trouble getting up there in plenty of time. Now, remember, after the healing demonstration, why, you can do a few of your magic tricks, and then we'll let them all go home.
Well, okay.
Hey, we're in a good spot here to make some money out of this, Louie. After they see you heal that fake broken leg of Lum's tonight, everybody in this part of the country with a fractured limb will be coming to you. You can name your own prize.
I'm afraid you're going to get us both in a lot of trouble with that, Squire. You know I can't heal nothing.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter about that. We don't have to guarantee results. Now, the thing to do is to collect the money first. Well, I know of at least a dozen people around this part of the country. Yes? Come in.
Hey, Squire.
Oh, yes. What is it, Abner?
When are you going to talk?
Oh, right away. In fact, we're ready right now. Tell Lum to be all ready now to come up on the platform. We call on him.
Yeah, well, I'll go back and tell him if you're just about ready to start.
Yes, all right, Abner.
What did he say, Abner?
Well, he said he's going to be ready to start in just a minute. And Lum, he said for you to be ready to come right up there just as quick as he introduces a prince. How did Miss Seastrunk?
Huh?
Miss Seastrunk nodded at me.
Oh, Miss Seastrunk. Whereabouts is my crush?
Right here. I stuck him right back under the seat here.
You ain't saw Miss Frederick's the school teacher, have you?
No. Why?
Nothing. I just wondered if she's here. You know, this makes sort of a public figurehead of me getting myself healed up on the platform in front of everybody this way.
Oh. Evening, Miss Phillips.
Good evening, Miss... Miss Barton. Miss Barton.
Oh, well, don't make no difference. Your sisters. I never could tell them apart.
Granny, she's going to be good to get these bandages off here and throw them crutches away. I say it's going to be good to get these bandages.
Kayla, we hunt hauling something at you, Lum.
What?
Sitting right back there in the window. Over this way.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Caleb.
Yeah.
What did he say?
I don't know. I couldn't hear him clean across here.
Well, what was he laughing at?
Oh, just to be friendly, I reckon. Ms. Barton.
You spoke to her once, Lum.
I know it. Granny, I hope Miss Frederick is here.
Oh, there's Frederick coming down the aisle.
Yeah. Granny, he sure got himself dressed up, ain't he?
Yeah. Yeah, howdy,
Cedric. Howdy, Mr. Abner. Howdy, Mr. Lum.
Who are you looking for?
Nobody. Just looking for a place to sit down right now. I want to get up here in front where I can see good.
Well, here. Just sit right down here on the floor. I can see over you. Here, just move them crutches back under the seat here.
Yes, ma'am. You ain't saw Miss Fredericks, have you, Cedric?
No, is she here?
I don't know. I've been looking all over Miss Barton. Room for her.
What do you see speaking to Miss Barton for?
Well, I've been looking around for Miss Frederick, and every time I look back in that direction, there's Barton nods at me. I've got to see.
Oh, Miss Barton. Yes, she does, don't she?
Hi, Tom.
Tom.
Mr. Tom.
Surprised to see them out tonight. Heard Tom was down sick.
Yeah, well, he must be on the improve, I reckon.
I seen Sister Simpson sitting back there, Mr. Lum. Miss Frederick ain't with her, is she?
Where, Frederick?
Back there in the back there on the right-hand side.
Oh. Miss Barton. No, she ain't with her.
There comes the squire, Lum. There's squire right here.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. I greet you and welcome you to this great demonstration on behalf of His Noble Highness, the Hindu Miracle Man, Prince Alar Kulli. I'm sure we all feel greatly honored at having a man with such outstanding accomplishments and rare talents with us this evening. A man who has had a great personal sacrifice given of his time to be with us this evening. And now, I take great pleasure in introducing to you the prince himself, Prince Alar Kulli.
There he comes right now.
And now, the prince will greet you in his native language.
Salam alaikum, Poltawa Sengilabon.
Thank you, Your Highness. Now, because of the nature of the prince's work, the great difficulty in calling forth his mystic powers, I must beg the audience to be quiet and give us your undivided attention.
Mr. Barton.
First, he will perform his miraculous healing demonstration, after which he will amaze and mystify you with feats of magic, mind reading, legerdemain, and prestidigitation. Are you ready, friend?
Podisi calmanta charando balabum.
He says that he is willing to try. However, because it is so difficult, he won't guarantee the result.
And he's on his harvest as a rabbit's nose.
Now, if one of our good citizens, who has been so unfortunate as to have a broken bone, will please come forward.
That's you, Ron.
I know. Do I look all right?
Just anyone with a broken bone, please step up here on the platform.
Here, help me get these crutches out from under the seat.
We'll have to hurry this along. The prince cannot remain in this state for long periods at a time.
God bring it, you got these crutches stuck here.
Yes, Cedric, move your feet down.
Excuse me.
Come, we must hurry this along. Perhaps our good friend, Mr. Edwards, who recently suffered a broken leg, would like to try the prince's healing power.
Well, what's holding this thing down here?
Well, hurry up.
Out of the way there.
You're going to lose out, Lum. That's because Miss Davis down there, leading that little boy of hers with a busted arm.
Well, I can't get his crutch loose.
I'm very sorry, Mrs. Davis, but I believe Mr. Edwards is ahead of him. Hurry up, Lum. And because of the great strain on the prince, I don't believe he'll be able to heal more than one person tonight. However, if you will remain seated after the performance is over, I'm sure that we can make some arrangements with the prince for a later date. In fact, I'll ask him right now. Sala sala mala bala bala.
Patrona zeskia meris nicini brum tiriba.
There it is. I'll be right up, Squire. Help me up here, Abner.
Oh, here comes our good citizen, Mr. Edwards. Right up here, Lum. That's it. Take it easy now. Take it easy. Prince Alar Kulli, this is Mr. Edwards.
Yeah, howdy, Prince.
Salam, Buana.
The prince will now call upon his magic powers to attempt his difficult cure. We must have absolute quiet. All right, Your Highness. Proceed.
Blawa Sawakawa Ohita Rabindra Nasta Poipotamo Solvido Morino Mandino Shanta Ala Yipmanigo Haligazak Krehula Chopinet Sela Vodidet Prolket Telepo Imao te pun branit. Jala kawa salamala. Simba pol menet klam bidet.
Congratulations, friend. Ladies and gentlemen, the prince says he has been successful. His great power has not failed him. Long, you are a well man. Cast aside your crutches and walk.
I can walk, can I? Oh, thank you, friend. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been privileged to witness a great miracle here this evening. You will observe that Mr. Edwards is walking off the platform, returning to his seat unassisted.
For nada, Lone Pelta.
Look out, Lone, look out, watch out there. Watch where you're stepping, Lone. You're going to fall off the platform. Look out. Go.
Oh, my goodness. Are you hurt, Lone?
Oh, wait a minute. Don't move me.
Stand back, everybody. Stand back. Give him air.
What's the matter, Lone? What's the matter?
It's my leg. I broke it, sure as it were.